on Canon here at WCCO Radio.
39 years ago, long before today's mega malls and cookie-cutter clothing, Sims Limited opened and soon became the Twin Cities' premier men's clothier. With its fine brands, impeccable tailoring, and unparalleled service, Sims has been where to shop. But times have changed. Consumer desires and demands aren't what they were. Plus, the Twin Cities retail market is overdeveloped. So Sims is conducting an unprecedented fight for survival sale, which means you can take advantage of some of the best bargains you'll ever see in such a fine clothing collection. Like Southwick suits, at values to $760, now none higher than $399.95. Or shoes from Cole Haan, Mephisto, and Alden, all now half price. Or fine cotton pinpoint dress shirts, only $32.95. And similar savings on top coats, jackets, neckwear, slacks, sweaters, and more. All in comparable quality at warehouse prices. That's at Sims Limited, fighting for survival in downtown Minneapolis at 8th and LaSalle and in Wayzata at 627 East Lake Street.
You'll be thrilled beyond your wildest imagination with Phantom, a Yeast and Coppett musical sensation coming to Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. Enjoy the savings for Phantom during WCCO Radio's Preview Week. Phantom has been selling out in major cities across the nation, enchanting audiences with theatrical effects, stunning sets, costumes, and a gorgeous musical score. Don't miss Phantom and the savings of WCCO Radio's Preview Week, January 21st through the 27th. Call Chanhassen Dinner Theaters at 934-1525.
This is the Cannon Mess. It's 11 now, before 4, and the Gopher basketball team is in Bloomington, Indiana, to play Indiana. What do you think, Morg?
Minnesota can't win this game tonight. That's all. I'll make the pick a little later. I'll tell you that the score is going to be a low-scoring affair. The winner will win by about 9 or 10. I think it'll be Indiana. I'll tell you later. Let's do this right now.
Is the agony of being stuck in a job you hate ruining your outlook on life? Have you been at it for many years and figure it's just too late to start over? Maybe you've always wanted your own business, but it just seemed beyond your reach. If I've caught your attention, listen to this. If you have a clean driving record and you're over 21, and I don't care how far over, you can go into business for yourself. Roadrunner Transportation, the area's leading package courier, needs to add independent owner-operators to keep up with the growing customer demand. You get the freedom and flexibility of being your own boss. You don't have to worry about sales and collections, and you start earning immediately. All you need is a white vehicle of your choice, 1990 or newer, and meet DOT requirements, including a drug screen. It's never too late to enjoy your career again. So call us today at 659-6459. That's 659-6459. Roadrunner Transportation.
10 before 4 Cannon, our temp, 17. Here's the latest from Portland, Oregon. They're not commenting out there on reports that Tonya Harding's ex-husband is trying to work out a plea bargain. And if he does, he'll give her up. And then Tonya would be in the deep doo-doo. But nobody's saying whether this is going to happen. We'll get traffic and weather together on Cannon and WCCO after this.
Attention, appliance shoppers. Don's Appliance announces an opportunity alert. It's Don's Appliance Inventory Reduction Sale. They need the business, and they're sacrificing to get it. They're forced to blow out excess inventory at low, low prices on the best brand names like Maytag. Save now like never before on Maytag quality and dependability at sale prices. You'll also receive Don's Appliance great service, including free removal of your old appliance and free delivery. But hurry, the Inventory Reduction Sale ends Saturday, January 29th. Save now at all four Don's Appliance locations in Burnsville, at County Road 42 and 35W, in Columbia Heights, Mall Columbia Heights, at 77.5 at Colfax, just off 494 at Lindale in Richfield, and stop by the newest Don's Appliance, just north of 694 and Highway 81 in Brooklyn Park. Don's Appliance Inventory Reduction Sale, going on now through Saturday, January 29th.
Dean Spratt is with us, courtesy K-A-R-E, Channel 11. Here's Dino.
Well, we're starting out reasonably well this afternoon. A couple of stalls have been reported, but no major incidents or accidents or situations working around the freeway. Still a bit of road spray to deal with as you're out and about. You will, in places, need the windshield washer solvent yet this afternoon. Let's go to the road, check in with Jerry Peterson.
Heavy and slow levels of traffic for 94 eastbound from about Hiawatha out towards 280. Earlier accident there has been cleared, but still the slowdown as you move over towards the Midway area. That's Chopper 830 traffic.
On Cannon, WCCO.
Good afternoon. I'm Pat Miles. Tonight at 6 on KARE 11 News, alleged bribery in public housing. Two employees of the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority were arrested this afternoon. We'll have complete details on the investigation at 6. Plus, what are the latest new ideas for the Target Center? We'll tell you. Also, I'll be in the backyard showing you your tax dollars at work. You're helping to save beautiful rare swans. And if you can't make it to the boat show, we'll give you a preview. These stories and more on KARE 11 News at 6.
You're raising children. Are you like your parents? Were they strict or easy? Some say strict discipline is the key to a child's future. Others allow kids to set their own rules. How much authority is too much? How much is not enough? Could your decision affect their behavior forever? Find out how families in Minnesota are handling the discipline of parenthood. Tonight at 10 on KARE 11 News.
Quickie forecast.
People are more health conscious today soon than ever before. Yet one vital part of the body is often overlooked or taken for granted, the skin. The skin requires a good care regime to maintain its health and vitality. Hospitals and nursing homes have been using a vitamin-enriched cream called Sween Cream for more than 25 years to relieve dryness, chafing, redness, and itching. They also use it to help maintain the skin's healthy integrity. And now, Sween Cream is available to you over the counter. Ask for Sween Cream today at your local pharmacy.
All right, Mike Lunch, give us the weather.
All right, flurries tonight, overnight low 13. Tomorrow, a winter storm watch around here. Right around 4 inches of accumulation, maybe up to 6 inches in some spots. High tomorrow, about 24. The snow gradually ends tomorrow night, clearing on Friday with a high of 25. Right now, Steve-O, cloudy and 17.
And here's Whitey Hertzgard.
Fitness Factor, presented by Methodist Hospital, building healthy lifestyles for the 90s.
Oh, my aching back. You know, that pain that you get from too much exercise or a sudden awkward movement. It's a pain that sometimes doesn't seem like it wants to go away. When that's the case, help is as near as your phone when you call Methodist Hospital's Back and Neck Clinic at 932-5500. The clinic's physicians and therapists are specially trained to care for all types of back injury. Following an initial evaluation, patients can receive a variety of treatment options, including physical therapy or structured self-monitored exercise programs. One of the clinic's primary goals is to help patients better care for themselves. Patients learn to perform daily functions with less pain and to have less reliance on physical therapists for continued care. So, next time your back's out, the physicians and therapists of the Back and Neck Clinic are available to help. Call Methodist Hospital Health Directions during business hours at 932-5500. Methodist Hospital, building healthy lifestyles for the 90s.
We're hearing about coronary disease this week on Fitness Factor with Dr. David Berman, cardiologist with Methodist Hospital. And as he explains, the nature of this, the nation's number one killer, differs from men to women.
The estrogens, the sex hormones, are protective in women. So women, the incidence of heart disease lags about 10 to 20 years behind men. So in men, it starts developing in the 40s and builds up in the 50s and 60s. And in women, for the most part, it doesn't begin until the 60s and builds up into the 80s. So it's a little controversial about women taking the hormones after the menopause, but I think more and more people are recommending that they do that, because from the menopause, the life expectancy is perhaps another 40, 50 years. And if they can do something to improve those postmenopausal years, it probably is a wise thing to do.
As to heart attacks in general, over the past years, we've had the use of blood clot dissolving drugs.
We have now potent medication that'll actually dissolve the clot, open up the vessel, and allow the circulation to return. But the critical thing in the use of this is to get to the people quickly, within a few hours. So we try to stress to people, if you have chest pain, get into the hospital quickly. Don't wait for it to go away, because people often think it's indigestion and they take some antacids or something and then it gets worse and maybe they've lost 3 or 4 hours, and that's the best time. If we can get to them in under 3 or 4 hours, we have a potential of really saving a lot of heart muscle.
And there are many new surgical devices that have helped physicians save lives, but
I want to emphasize that the gadgets are wonderful and they're helping people. But far, far better is to prevent the trouble in the first place. If you can, you know, for just a change in diet or to throw away the cigarettes, that's much better than to have to go spend $20,000, $30,000 for these very elaborate procedures.
Cardiologist Dr. David Berman. And to come on Fitness Factor, an understanding of blood pressure, same time Friday on News Talk 830 WCC.
17 degrees on the Cannon Miss. And it is about 3 minutes before four. We're going to get news here in seconds.
Visa presents a cure for the winter cold.
There's a coffee house in the Windy City where there's more than mocha cappuccino brewing. And the kitchen isn't the only place that heats up. It's Café Voltaire, where the poetry and plays are as original as the food. And the underground performances will take your mind to new heights. So bring an appetite for the avant-garde and your Visa card. Because Café Voltaire is just one of the 6 million places that will take Visa, but won't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Cannon Miss. The latest out of Portland, Oregon now is that Tanya Harding will be charged once her husband sings. They say they're going to get her ex-husband to say that Tanya was in on the planning of the attack on Nancy Kerrigan from the beginning. You know, I got a bit suspicious of her when I saw her skating to the theme from Scarface. That did it for me.
There are two ways you can approach life, prepared and unprepared. Approaching life unprepared can be exciting. Put off your taxes until April 14th, then visit your accountant. Fun stuff. Approaching life prepared is a different story. You go ahead and get that new fixed-rate home equity line from First Bank. Your furnace goes out, you transfer funds by phone and get a new one. You want to consolidate credit? First Bank covers it all by offering up to 100% of your home's equity on loans up to $50,000. Your tax plan calls for more deductions. Your home equity interest may be tax deductible. You even want to be prepared in case interest rates rise. Your first equity line has a fixed rate based on today's low rates. So call First Bank at 1-800-720-2265. Get that fixed rate first equity line. And for excitement, go bungee jumping! Yeah!
Offer ends February 5th. Available in the Twin Cities only. Consult your tax advisor on interest deductibility. Some restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. First Bank. We'll help you get there.
The Super Bowl, Sunday afternoon, and you can hear it on only one radio station. WCCO, News Talk 830.
WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Lundgren. Among our top Minnesota stories, authorities have arrested two Minneapolis housing officials on charges they accepted bribes from applicants for public housing. Formal charges have been filed against a 17-year-old St. Paul boy in connection with the wounding of another youth with an AK-47 assault rifle. The author of last year's legislative attempt to settle the Mille Lacs Indian Treaty dispute is the latest Democratic candidate for Congress in the 1st District. And the latest world and national news about a minute away from CBS.
And good afternoon again, WCCO meteorologist Mike Lynch. We have a little snow coming our way, maybe as much as 5 to 10 inches of snow in extreme southern Minnesota tomorrow. And that area mainly south of the Twin Cities in the extreme southern part of the state. Here in the Twin Cities, maybe around 4 inches of snow with some areas getting up to 6 inches. Our forecast tonight in the Twin Cities, flurries around 13 for a low. Tomorrow with that 4 to 6 inches of snow, right around 24 degrees. And then snow ending tomorrow night down to 18. Currently in the Twin Cities, we have an east wind at 17 miles an hour. It's cloudy out there. 17 WCCO degrees.
WCCO Radio News following CBS, our local update, and the five-day forecast on Minnesota's news and weather station. News Talk 830 WCCO, Minneapolis-St. Paul at the tone 4 p.m.